Theta Yerushalmi, course Lankas Theta Bavli, Daf Mem Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph, at the beginning of the 8th Perek, Perek Mashurach Malchama. Mashurach Malchama, B'shashu Medabe El Al-Am, B'lashon HaKodesh Hayim Medabe, Shneimah V'ayah Tetorachem El Al-Malchama, V'nigash HaKoyen, V'mashurach Malchama, Medabe El-Am, B'lashon HaKodesh. The Mashiach Muhammad, who is the Kohen anointed to speak to the soldiers in war, speaks to the nation. He speaks in Lashon HaKodesh. The Pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Pasuk Beis, and it will be when you come close to the war and the Kohen will approach. This is referring to the Mashiach Muhammad. And he will speak to the nation, and that means in Lashon HaKodesh. Ram Aleihem Shema Yisrael, Atem Krivim Ayoyim Lelochama Aleveichem. He says to them, Shema Yisrael, you are now approaching the war against your enemies. Your enemies are not your brothers. This is not like a fight between the tribes of Yehuda and Shimon, or Shimon against Binyamin, that if you fall in their hands, they will have mercy on you. The Gemara says, Mashiach Muhammad, Lama, again, the chiv v'diber, Hari Krishma, Hari Ksiv Bar, v'divat abom, v'nemes b'chol lashon. The Gemara asks, well, what's the source that Mashiach Muhammad speaks in Lashon HaKodesh? Is it because it says v'diber el ha'am? Or it says about Krishma, v'divat abom, and that's said in any language? And again, the chiv bar amira. The answer is, well, it's because it says amira. Hari Parshas Vidui Maase Hari Ksiv Ba Amira V'Hinemez V'Holoshen. The Gemara objects, it says Amira in the Parsha of the Declaration of Maase, and it's said in any language. Amar Rabbi Chagoy Nema Kan Negisha V'Nemel Alon V'Nikcha Kohanim B'Nei Levi Ma Negisha Shnemel Alon V'Lashon HaKodesh Afkam V'Lashon HaKodesh. Chagoy answered that it says here Negisha, and it says there, but Egla Rufa V'nigsha kahanem b'nei Levi. Just like Nagisha there is in Lashon HaKodesh. Also here it's in Lashon HaKodesh. Av kadoin k'rabi Akiva, you should say Av alo b'shmol, v'sava ein donin lamed melamed, minale. This is like Rabbi Akiva who holds that we can learn lamed, something learned from elsewhere, from lamed. However, according to Rabbi Shmol, who says we cannot learn lamed from lamed, even in Chulin, what's the source? Igluf itself we learn from Kol from Har Sinai. Amu v'chir ba'aba, nema kan negisha v'nema la'alon, v'negesh Moshe el ha'rafel, ma negisha sh'nema la'alon v'lashon ha'kodesh, afkan v'lashon ha'kodesh. V'chir ba'aba says, it says here, negisha, and it says there, ba'har Sinai, v'negesh Moshe el ha'rafel. Just like negisha there was in lashon ha'kodesh, we'll say here it's in lashon ha'kodesh. V'stavra d'loi, ובוגדו שרי צבאי ספורש העם, ואחר כך ניגש הכהן לדבר על העם. זה מן דומתקן להוין, והוא משמע להם. It's not reasonable that the psukim are in order, rather, the pasuk says, and the officers of the army will order the Rosh Ha'am at the head of the nation, and afterwards, and the clan will approach and speak to the nation. After he arranges how they will stand in war, he warns them. A mikra amar al seder. The psukim are not in order. Now, the implied question here is that the Torah says that the officers say who built a new house, etc. However, in Mishnah Vav, we're going to say that they hear this from the Kohen. The sefer ad basar ad amar shoyter shemir pi Kohen parsha v'im v'chol lashon. It says v'chol ma'arichei ha'melchama. The answer that the border you say the officer hears from the Kohen at the parasha and says it in every language that the soldiers understand, and all the return from the ranks of war, supply water and food and fix the roads. The Chagai boy commanded him with Basar Shoter Shemea Parasha Rabbi Kohen Va'amra Lam Cholashain Va'amra Af Mekovei Amelchama Kain. Haggai asked, well, just like you say, that at the border, the officer hears from the Kohen the parasha, and tells the people in every language. You should see also about close to the battlefront. It says, "Atem kravim hayoim al yarech bevalchem." He said, "Vchia ba'ada l'mistavra deloy v'yakin halosha shekim l'dabei la'am." Hibada answered that this isn't reasonable, because the Pasuk says, and when the officers will end speaking to the nation, then after this says, the king will approach to speak to the nation. Chagga rejects that, since she said that the Pasuk is out of order, you do not learn anything from it. Now, halacha beis, k'ma sh'neim ala alon, yekumu ha'anoshim ha'shenigu v'shem bois, yachviku v'shavya v'chol ma'omer, yevishu min ha'shalol. The Yisrael took captives from Yehuda, they had mercy on them. As it says, in the Pasuk in Dvarayom beis, in Perek Hofes, in Pasuk Kesvav, and the men who were mentioned by name arose and took hold of the captives, and clothe all of their nakedness from the spoils. You're going to fight against your enemies. If you fall into their hands, they won't have mercy on you. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan says anyone who is not like these the men mentioned, who are able to protest and prevent transgression, should not protest. Said that just like it's a mitzvah to say rebuke on a matter that will be done, which will be heeded, so it's a mitzvah not to say on a matter that will not be done. Lazar said just like it's forbidden to be metaheh that which is tameh, means falsely declared to be tahor, so it's forbidden to be metameh the tahor, means to be stringent without proper reason, or because he doesn't want to exert to clarify the matter. The Abba Bar Yaakov, Rishem Rabbi Yochanan, Ibasra Alocha Tachas Yodecha, Ve'inab Yodeh, Im Besweif, Im Litlois, Aim Havi Rats Achasweif, O Yosef and Asliya, Ve'inacha Chaviv Patero, Yosef, Meiparim and Esophim, O Seirim and Esophim, Ehem Besweifa. The Abba Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, if Alocha about Tumma or Kodshim comes to you, and you don't know whether to burn or to be Torah, means not eat it and not burn it until it's Vadei Tameh. Pursue burning more than Tliya, because nothing is dearer in the Torah than Parim and Esophim, and Seirim and Esophim, the cows and the goats that are burnt. V'yosi Roy, Lemedim Dorosh Einem Mitzvasam, Lakan Medorosh Mitzvasam Lakan. V'yosi objects, well, does he want to learn from something that is not, that if not its mitzvah, I mean burning the Yisrofik from something that is its mitzvah. We come now to the next Mishnah, Alach Gimel. Aliyach Levavchem, Al Tiru, Va'al Tachpazu, Va'al Ta'arutzu, Mitnehem, Aliyach Levavchem, Mitnei Tzalas Susim, V'sichsuach, Chalbois. The Pasuk says in Dram, Chaf Pasuk Gimel, don't soften your hearts, don't be afraid, and don't panic in front of them. Don't soften your heart due to the neighing of the horses and banishing of swords. Don't fear the clanging of the shields and the swarm of the soldiers. Don't panic from the sound of the horns. Don't be terrified from the shouting voices, because Hashem, your God, is going with you to fight for you with your enemies to save you. They come with the strength of flesh and blood, and you come with the power of Hashem. The Philistines relied on the might of Goliath. Or to the end, he fell by the sword, and they fell with him. However, you are not like them. Hashem comes with you to fight for you against your enemies. It refers to the machane of the Aaron, which is machane maybe. The Gemara says, "Ksiv menuga neg menoga negdoi avyoi avu." Keneged shifei tumiyot shelahem avu keneged akitim shelahem varad keneged belstoye shelahem legachle keneged tumantin shelahem eish keneged hanef shelahem. Written in Tehillim Perek Chet Pasuk Gimel, from the brightness before him his thick cloud passed. Avyoi means his cloud, corresponding to their horsemen. Avu, corresponding to their many foot soldiers. Barad, corresponding to their catapult rocks, which is the next phrase of the Pasuk. And Gachali, which is Gachali, Gachali corresponds to the rocks that they shoot through a cannon. Eish corresponds to their kerosene rocks, which go very far. And then the first phrase of the next pasuk says, "Vayareim b'shamayim, k'neged lapidim shelahem, v'alyoin yitzim koyle k'neged kol kakonos shelahem." So the phrase "Vayareim b'shamayim," Hashem thundered from heaven, corresponding to their torches. And then "V'alyoin yitzim koyle," and the Most High gave forth His voice. That's referring to the sound of their horns. "Vayishlach." Vayishlach chitzav, chitzim shelahem, vayitzitzem, melamed shehayu mefazrim oisam. The next pasuk says, and he sent our arrows, that's corresponding to their arrows, and he scattered them, that teaches that the Mitzrayim were scattered due to all of these. Rabbi Abba Kahana, melamed shehayu osuyim, tevois, tevois, vayu hatzchitzim mefazrim oisam, havrakim achnisim oisam. The Abba Kahana said this teaches that they were in groups, and the arrows scatter them, and the lightning gather them. Rakim keneged ha'chorvos shelahem, v'yahumim, v'yahumim, ha'vamam v'yugavam, v'yapil suganam shelahem. The phrase of Rakim corresponds to their swords, v'yahumim, he befuddled them and mixed them up, and removed their chokhma. Rabbi Omer ein lashon hazeh v'yahumim el lashon megifa, k'madat amar, V'hamam mehuma gadela ad hisham dam. Rabbi says, V'hamam is an expression of a plague, as it says in Dvarim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chof Gimel, and he will confound them with great confusion until they're destroyed. V'hoishia eschem ze machane arim. The Mishnah taught that the phrase V'hoishia eschem, to save you, refers to the machane of the arim. Yeshuim ze Hashem Jahayonosan Ba'aron. Some say it's Hashem's name, which was in the Aron. Tani Rabbi Yudabin Nakish Aimer, Shnei Aronis Hayim Halkim in Yisol, Bamidbar, Echad Shai Satayra Nasunabai, the Echad Jahay Shiva Aluchis Munachim Beseiche. Rabbi Yudabin Nakish says in the Vaisa that two Aronis went with Yisol in the Midbar, and one was the Torah, and one was the broken Luchis. The one in which the Torah was put was in the Ohel Moed, in the Mishkan, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudalad, Pasuk Mem Dalad, and the Aron of the covenant of Hashem, and Moshe did not move from amidst the camp. The one in which the broken luchos were put, it entered and left with them. One said there was one Aron, once it went out, and in the days of Eli HaKoyen, it was captured. In the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Ches, and the Plishtim said, "Woe is unto us, who will save us from the hand of this mighty God?" It shows that they'd never seen it until then. Amasai lo b'yudabim lakish, v'yemeh shol, achya, hagisha oren ha'elikim, oren b'kiras yarem haya. And the support of b'yudabim lakish is at the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Ches, says that Shaul said to Achia, "Bring close the Aron of God." Was the Aron not in Kiryas Yearim? Rather, one was in the Ohel Moed, and one entered and left with them. My Abdin La Rabbonim, how do I want to explain this? Yisha Eli had sits, he meant, bring to me the chest in which the sits and the other bigdi kohen gadol were, you need to ask from the Urim Batumim. The Kra Messiah of Yudim and Lakish, Ha'oin, V'Yisol, V'Yehuda, Yoshim Basukhois, Alay Awa Messiah and Haya. Bring a support for Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, because the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and the Aaron and Yisrael and Yehuda were dwelling in Sukkos. Was the Aaron not in Sion? Now, Abdin Abonim, how do we want to explain this? Tzach Shehaya Bekiru Yeshadon Le'Nivah Beis Bechira. Sukkos here means a simple covering because the Beis HaMikdash was not yet built. Shenignaz Ha'oin, Nignaz Imrei, Sinses Amon, Osluchis, Shemen HaMishcha, Makalos of Aaron, Ufarchov, Ushkedov, Vaisa says that when the Aaron was hidden away, the jar of the man, the flask of Shemen HaMishcha, Aaron's staff that budded with flowers and almonds after Perth Rebellion, and the chest of the Plishtim sent for a gift when they returned when we returned the Aaron to Elikei Yisrael, were hidden with it. Mi Gunazam Yoshio, the Kenshira Shikosav, Yoylech Hashem Reisha, Es Malkaha. Who hid them? It was Yoshio when he saw that it's written in Drum, Chavches, Pasuk Laman Vav, Hashem is going to take you and your king, means he was concerned lest the Aaron be exiled to Babel. Habayi Dechiv, Vayim El Levim, Hamavinim, Chal Yisol, Hakadoshim, Lashem, Tenu, Es Aaron HaKodesh, Rabbi Sashibana Shlomi Ben David, Melech Yisol, Ein Lachem, Masa Bekaseif. This is why it says in Divrei Yom Beis, in Perek Lamad Hei Pasuk Gimel, and he said to the Levim who taught all of Yisrael, who were holy to Hashem, place the Aaron, the holy Aaron, in the house that Shlomo the son of David, the king of Yisrael, built. You have no burden on the shoulders. And that's because it was already in the Mikdash, and rather this was a command to bury it. Amar im goylehu imachem lebavel, ein atem machazir na Yisrael imakaymai ala ato, he said, if the Aaron will be exiled with you to Babel, you won't return it to its place. Rather, serve Hashem, your God, and his nation Yisrael. The composition of the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil, from the Pasuk in Shmois, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chof Gimel, and you take for yourself spices of the finest sort of pure Maya, 500 shekel weights, etc. And then the next Pasuk says, and Kida, 500 shekel weights, according to the Holy Shekel, and that makes 1500 manos in all. It says about cinnamon, Machsisoi, Hamishim, or Masayim, this is only 250, just as though it's commanded to bring 500 and take half. And the Apostle also said there, Hashem and Zayas, Hin, Shen Shneim Asalog, Shivoy Hayashrelek, Efei Koim, Divu Bimeir. The Apostle said a hin of olive oil. The Bimeir said that this is 12 lugim in which he cooked the spices. Vidoime, Sholkam, Hayramayim, Benoisen, Shemen Algabayim, Yudah says he cooked the spices in water and put oil on them. Once it absorbed the scent, he removed it from the spices like fragrance makers do. This is why it says in Pasuk Kafei, and you shall make the shemen, the oil, holy anointing oil, and it will be to me for your generations. Ani Rebudavin Berilai Omer, Shemen Mishcha Sha'asam Moshe Bamidbar, Masin Esim Naseboi, Mitchilagad Seif. Rebudah Berilai says in Ebraica that the anointing oil that Moshe made in the Midbar, it was miraculous from beginning to end. Mitchilai Hayabai Ala Shneimas Alog, Shneimar, Meshemen Zayas Hin, Imnasuch Boi Es Haitzim, Lehai Maspik, Alachaskam Vacham, Sha'om Boi Lea, Vaitzim Boim, Vayoyud Boi Las. In the beginning, there were only 12 log. This is not enough even to rub on the fragrant woods. Also, it comes to nature that the fire absorbs, means boils off some, the fragrant woods absorb, and the pots absorb. From it, they anointed the Mishkan and its kelim, the Shulchan and all of its and all of its kelim, the Menorah and all of its kelim. From it, they anointed Aaron and his children all 7 days of the Miluim. And from it, they anointed the Kahanim Gedolim and the kings. Melech betchila ta'ol Mashiach, Melech the Melech ina ta'ol Mashiach, Shneemal, Kum Mashcheu ki ve hu, ve ta'ol Mashiach, ve'im benoi ta'ol Mashiach. A new king, means his father wasn't a king, must be anointed. Melech ben Melech need not be anointed. As the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Tzayin Pasuk Yud Beis, arise and anoint him, ki ve hu, because this is he. And we learn from that phrase, only this one must be anointed, but his son need not be anointed. However, a Kohen Gadol, who is the son of a Kohen Gadol, must be anointed, even until 10 generations of Kohen Gadol and Kohen Gadol, they must be anointed. All will remain intact in the future, as the Pasuk says again, the holy anointing oil will be to me for all your for your generations, and the gematria of Zer is 12. That'll be 12 log for all generations. In Moshchem es Amalachim el Algabi Hamayam Shneemal Yerkavtem es Shleimoi Bni Al Hapreida Asheli Vayradtem Oisai El Gichoin Mashach Oisai Sham Sadek Akoyim Venosan Anavi Vegeimer. We anoint kings only by a spring to a sign that their kingship should last. And the Pasuk says, Melachim Aleph, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lam Gimel, and you should ride Shlomo, my son, on the mule that belongs to me, and take him down to the Gichoin spring, and anoint him there, Tzadik HaKoyen, and Nosan HaNovi. In Moshchem Melech Ben Melech, and Mepnei HaMachleikis, we don't anoint a king, the son of a king, unless there's a dispute. B'nei Ma'an Nimshach Shlomo, B'nei Machlokosai, Shel Adonia. Yoyesh, Mipnei Atalia, Yehu Mipnei Yoyun. Why was Shlomo anointed? It was due to the dispute of Adoniah, who tried to make himself king. Yoyash was anointed due to Asalia, who had seized power. Yehu was anointed due to Yoyun. Like King Siv, Kum Mashreu Kivehu, Zeto Mashicha Bein Malchi Yisrael to Anim Mashicha. Isn't it written, get up and anoint him, because this is him. And we learn that only this means the royal line must be anointed, but King Yisrael need not be anointed. Rather, we must say that it was a Hoar Shah. However, why did the Vaisa cite Yehu as a case of Mashiach due to dispute? Say Ella Yehoyachaz Mipnei Yoyakim Achiv Shehagodah Minishtei Shanim. And says rather, it should say that Yehoyachaz was anointed due to Yoyakim, his brother, who was 2 years older. Yoshio Gonzei. Did Yoshia not hide the Shemin HaMishcha before Yehoahaz? Hada Amma, Ba'afalsam and Mashre, he was anointed rather with balsam oil, not Shemin HaMishcha. In Moshcha and Samalochim, Ela Minakeren, we anoint kings only from a horn. Shol, V'yehu, Nimshchu, Minapach, Sha'isa, Malchusam, Malchus, Everest. Shol, V'yehu, anointed from a flask, their kingships passed to others and not to their sons. Shol, V'shlomo, Nimshchu, Minakeren, Sha'isa, Malchusam, Malchus, Ke'emes. Shol, and Shlomo were anointed from the horn, the their kingships lasted. In Moshchem Kohanim Melachim, we don't anoint Kohanim to be kings. Amo Yudan Atendroya Al Shem La Yosef Shevet Mi Yehuda. Yudan Atendroya said this is due to the apostate in Bereshis Mem Tes Yud. The staff should not leave Yehuda. Amo Bechia Ba'ada Al Shem Laman Yarech Yom Machtoi Hu Vanal Bekev Yisol Ma Ksiv Basrei La Yeh Lepehanim Alaviim. Rechiah ba'ada said it's due to the posuk in Zvom Yud Zayin posuk Kaf, in order that his days will be lengthened on his kingdom, he and his children amongst Yisrael. What's written afterwards? There will not be Kahanim who are Leviim. That is the reason why Kahanim cannot become kings. Amav Yochanan, who Yochanan, who Yoachaz. Yochanan says that Yochanan listed in Divrei Yomim amongst the sons of Yoshia is Yehoahaz. Ba'akseh ha'bachor Yehoachanan. The Gemara asks, well, doesn't the Pasuk write ha'bachor Yehoachanan mean that Yoachim was 2 years older than his brother Yehoahaz? B'chor l'malchus. He was b'chor for kingship because he was the first of his brothers to rule. Amar B'yochan, hu shalom hu sikiyo. B'yochan said that shalom is sikiyo. Hakziv hashishi sikiyo, v'avavi shalom. The Gemara, so the pasuk in Devarim Aleph, Perek Gimel, pasuk Tes Vav, says that the third was sikiyo and the fourth was shalom. Shishi letoldei v'avavi l'malchus. And says he was the third oldest, he was the fourth to reign. Yechaniah reigned before him. Sikiyo shesidik alav sadin, shalom shebiyamav shleimei. Name of Malchus based on it. He was called Sidkiyo because he justified the judgment against himself. He's called Shalom because in his days Shalma finished the kingship of based on it. So Shalom have a Shmei Rag Sidkiyo have a Shmei Ela Matanya Hadoi Dechsiv Vayimlech Melech Bavel Es Matanya Doi Doi Tachtov Vayasev Es Shemoi Sidkiyo. His name was not Shalom and not Zidkiyo, but rather Matanya, as the Pasuk says in Malachim Beit Perek Chafdala Pasuk Yud Zayin, and the king of Bavel crowned Matanya his uncle in his stead and changed his name to Zidkiyo. Amar Rav Yochanan, the Amar of Shesh Tefachim haya Aron Asi. Rav Yochanan said the Amar was made based on an Amar of six Tefachim. Man Tana Amar of Shesh Tefachim, Rav Meir. Which Tana holds that the Amar was of six Tefachim? It's Rabbi Meir. This man, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kol HaAmois, Hayu B'Rabbein Oyes. As we find in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said that all the Amois in the Mikdash were intermediate, means of six Tefachim. And that's Rabbi Meir, the Amar, Ra'amah Shal Shisha Tefachim, Hayah HaAwain, Osoi, Alko Shal Awain, Hamisha Asa, Lechsev, Amosayim, Vachetzi, Alkoi, Amar, Ashta, Ra'amah Ashta, Opalgus, Amsa, Talasa. According to Meir, who says that the Aron was made based on an Amar of six Tefachim, the Aron was 15 Tefachim long, as it says, 2.5 Al Koyot was its length, one Amar is six Tefachim, another Amar is six, and half an Amar is three, so that makes 15. Va'abo luchis hoyu boi shnaim shurim v'shnaim shlemim, v'chsiv asher shibalta v'samta ba'aron. There are four luchis in it, two broken and two intact, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Yud Pasuk Beis, that you broke and you'll put in the Aron. Ba'aluchis hayu kol echad ve'echad alkon shisha tefachim v'rochon shleisha. Luchis each was 6 tefachim long and 3 tefachim wide. Put the width of the luchis in all 12 along the length of the Aron and 3 tefachim remained. Ten rachavan shal luchis la'ol koi shal Aron nishtayru sham shleisha tefachim. Ten mehem chadzi tefach l'chol koisol nishtayru shnei tefachim v'sefer Torah. Give from the remaining 3 tefachim half a tefach for the thickness of the walls of the Aron. And 3 tefachim remains for the width of the Sefer Torah. And I should say now, we skip the next 2 words. V'rochvei shel aron, tisha tefachim, v'chsiv, amar v'chetzi rochvei, amsa ishta, upalgus amsa tal talasa. Width of the aron was 9 tefachim, as it says, an amar and a half width. One amar 6 and half amar 3, so that makes 9 tefachim. The Abba Luchis hayu by Shnaim Shurim Shnaim Shlemim Lechsev Asher Shibalta V'Samtam V'Samtam Ba'aron. There were 4 Luchis in it, 2 broken and 2 intact, as it says, that which you broke and put in the Aron. The Luchis hayu kol echad ve'echad alkon shishu tefachim V'tein alkon shal Luchis v'rachvei shal Aron V'shtay Hashem shleisha tefachim chetzi tefach mikan v'chetzi tefach mikan V'shtayla koysel V'tfachim, v'shilut mokrim, shasivitir munach. Luchos each was 6 tfachim long, put the length of the luchos along the width of the Aron, and 3 tfachim remained, half a tefach for the thickness of here, and half a tefach here on the other side for the wall, and 2 tfachim for shilut, which is room to put in one's hand on each side. In the place where the sefer rests, its length of 6 tfachim was along the Aron's width, and its width of 3 tfachim was along the Aron's length. Rishim ben Lakish Omer ba'amah shel chamisha tefachim haya ha'aron asui. Lakish says that the Aron was made based on the Amah of 5 tefachim. Mam Tana Amah shel chamisha tefachim, Rabbi Yehuda. Which Tana holds that the Amah of 5 tefachim? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Tanina Tamon Rabbi Yehuda ime Amah sabinyan shisha tefachim eshalkein chamisha. Hein Aron klihu. Says that Rav Yehuda says the Amar of building, which is dimensions of the Mikdash, is of six tefachim, and that of kelim, vessels, utensils, is five tefachim, and the aron is a kli. That is the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amma shel chamisha tefachim, haya ha'aron, osri, oka shel aron, shnei masa tefachim, amechse. See, Amma sain, vachetzi, okai, amsa chamisha, v'amsa chamisha, apalgos amsa, train, apalgos. Once Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Aaron was made based on an Amma of 5 Tvachim, the Aaron was 12 and 12 and a half Tvachim long, because it says, Amma Sayim Vachetzi Aokai, 2.5 Amma is length, 1 Amma is 5, another Amma is 5, and half an Amma is 2.5. Now, Bar Luchais Hayuboy, Shnaim, Shneimim, Ushnaim, Shavuim, Achiv, Ashishibar, to the Samtan, Ba'arim. There were four luchos in it, two broken and two intact. And it said, as a shibalta, that you broke with something aaron and put in the aaron. Luchos, how you call echad, echad, alkon, fisher trochim, rachman shlosha, ten rachman shal luchos, la opeshal aaron, nishtai sham, chatsi tefach etzba, la psalim, mikan, de etzba, la psalim, mikan. The luchos, each was 6 tefachim long and 3 tefachim wide, for the width of the luchos in all 12 along the length of the aron, and half a tefach remained, one finger is of course a tefach for the wall here, and a finger for the wall here. V'rachvei shel aron, shiva tefachim, mechse dechsev, v'amma v'chetzi v'rachvei, amsa chamisha tefachim, upalgus amsa, train upalad. The width of the aron was 7.5 tefachim, as it says, Amma vachetzi rachbay, the width is 1.5 ammas, 1 amma is 5, and half an amma is 2.5. Ba'bar lupis, hoyu boy shnaim, shleimim, shnaim, shvurim, dechsiv, hechishibalta, besamtem, ba'aron. There are lupis in it, two broken and two intact, and the passage says that you broke and put in the aron. Ba'bar lupis, hoyu pon echad rechad, opon, shishit fochim, rachman shleisha, ten okom shal lupis, Rachbe shel Aaron, Mishnah Hashem, Tefach Amechse, Etzba, Ksalim, Mikan, Etzba, Ksalim, Mikan, Chatsi Tefach, Mikan, Chatsi Tefach, Mikan, Leshilut. The Luchos, each was 6 Tefachim long and 3 Tefachim wide. The length of the Luchos along the width of the Aaron, and 1.5 Tefachim remained. A finger of the wall here, and a finger of the wall here. And half a Tefach here for Shilut, and half a Tefach here for Shilut. According to Yehuda, there was no room in the Aaron for the Sefer Torah. How did B'Tzalo make the Aaron? Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shalosh Tevei Sason, Shtayim Shal Zav, Ba'acha Shal Eitz, Nosan Shal Zav, Mishal Eitz, Mishal Eitz, Mishal Zav, Mishal Eitz, 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 answered that he made three boxes, two of gold and one of wood. He put the smaller gold box inside the wood, and the wood inside the bigger gold, and thereby covered it, as the prophet says, and you will coat it with gold, your gold, from inside and from out. Why is it also said tisapeno, which already told us that it's coated? It includes the upper surface of the wooden box. The golden boxes do not cover it. And Shimon Lakish Omel, Teva Achas Asoy Visipo Visipayo Hadohi Tachsiv, Visipito Isa Exal Toro, Mibais Mechut. Lakish answered that he made one box and covered it, as the prophet says, and you will put it in pure gold inside and out. That's a Velema Titzapenu. Why does it say also Titzapenu? The Pontius Lakish, the ratio teaches that he covered the wooden box totally. And we have Pinchas Lavi ben Nefer and Nefer. Pinchas answered, it includes between one plank and another from which the aron was made. The planks were covered in every direction, even where they were next to other planks. Kesed hayo luchos ksivim. How were the luchos written? Rechananya ben Gamliel oime hamisha aluach ve v'chamisha aluach ve. If you say how would that say, v'yichtaveim al shnei luchos ha'avonim. Hananiah ben Gamliel answered that five were written on this luach and five on this luach. This is why it says, and you will write them on the two luchos of stone. Teach that the 10 were divided among the two luchos. Avon Amrim, Asar aluch ze, Asar aluch ze, Tichsiv, Yagilachem, Espisoy, Asher Tivay Eschem Asis, Asara Dvar Advarim, Asar aluch ze, Asar aluch ze. Avonon said that 10 were on this luch and 10 were on this luch. As the Pasuk says in Dvar Dalad, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and he told you his covenants, which he commanded you to do, the 10 commandments, 10 on this luch and 10 on this luch. Shimon Yochai Oimer, Esim aluch ze, Esim aluch ze, Echsi v'yagi lachem, Echpisei, Echsi v'eschem asis, Asalat ha-dvarim, Esim aluch ze, V'esim aluch ze. Shimon Yochai gave a third answer that there were 20 on this luch and 20 on that luch. As the Pasuk says, V'yagi lachem, Echpisei, Echsi v'eschem asis, Asalat ha-dvarim, 20 on this luch and 20 on this luch. It says, Yechtevim twice, it means that they were written twice on each luach. It's my aimer, aboim, aloachze, aboim aloachze, mizeo mizeo, kasubim, tetragoina. It's my answered that there were 40 on this luach and 40 on this luach, and it says mizeo mizeo, him kasubim. He learned, like Rosh Hashanah, but he holds that they were written on both sides, they were rectangular. Anya ben Achi Rishua, Oime ben Kaldu Vedibo Diktu Per, Oise Yisera, Mulaim Betarshish, Yuma Rabba. Anya ben Achi Rishua said, between each Dibo and Dibo are its sign points and its letters. Mulaim Betarshish, it says, like the Great Sea. Rishume Lokish had Havimati Ladin Kroya Hava Amar, Yofelem Deni Hananya ben Achi Rishua, Mahayama Ze ben Gal Godol Vagal. Gal, the Gal Godol, Galim Katanim, Ach, Ben Kol, I should say, Ben Kol Dibu Vidimo, Yiduher, but if you say, I shall tell you. When Shlokish reached this Pasuk, he said, Hananya Ben Achi of Yeshua taught us well. Just like this sea, between a big wave and a big wave are small waves, so between each Dibu and Dibu is fine points and left of the Torah. Rabbi Tanachuma, Eskash, yes, Ben May, Rabbi Pinchas, as you say, Kuri Meir Nicha, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, Sefer Torah, Heichan Unach. This is the gift of the Gor. Said, I asked Rabbi Pinchas, this is fine for Rabbi Meir, the quantity of Yehuda is difficult. Where was the Sefer Torah? As you say now, come in, Gluskus, also the Mimachut, so are your Sefer Torah, and she knows on the Sefer. Rabbi Pinchas said, he made like a box with it outside the Aron, and the Sefer Torah is put in it. In the time of Rabbi Yehuda, Akuch HaSefer HaZeh, Shteve Samtem Aisoi, Mesad Aron, Bris Hashem. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? So take this Torah and put it in the Sad next to the Aron of Bris Hashem. And she's saying, I would take out the next few lines, but she say, Ma Taima to Rabbi Meir, in the Sata Eska Paparis al Aron, in the Mala, and she say, Ves Aron, Titein Esaidus, and Vetein Elecha. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir? The Pasuk says, and you will put the lid upon the Aron from on top, and the Aron, and in the Aron you will put the Eidos that I gave to you. That's Rabbi Meir, do Amar Ein Mugdim Mokha Batayur, al Aron Titin Efa Eidos, Ashir Etin Elecha, Vachakach Nafat Efa Kapayus, Amar Ramana. According to Meir, there's no earlier and later in the Torah. I mean, the Pesukim don't always convey the chronological order. Then, when it says, and I will put, you will put in the Aron the Eidos that I will give you, and afterwards, the meaning of the Pasuk is then says, it should then be that, and then I will put the lid upon the Aron on top. You know that all of the Pasuk is the opposite, the correct chronological order was as we said. Pinchas, quoting Rosh Lakish in the Torah, that Hashem gave its hide, its parchment, it was white fire, its engraved letter for black fire. He eish umovleles, ba'eish chatsuva me'eish, mesina me'eish, me'minashe, eish dosoma. The Torah is fire, it's mixed with fire, it was quarried from fire, and it was given from fire. And it says, Miminoi Eish Das Lamai.